This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com. Welcome to Dishy Mix. I'm your host, Susan Bratton, and on today's show, you're going to get to meet a friend of mine named Steve Little. Steve is an amazing, wonderful human being, a super great guy, and he has a really cool online product. And when I found out about it, I wanted immediately to have him on the show for you. Because we talk a lot about business and marketing and advertising and brain science, but we also talk about who we are as people and what we want out of our life, our career, and our world, what we want in our world. And I know that a lot of you are working in great jobs, but you also potentially have that entrepreneurial spirit. And you may be just simmering yourself on the back burner, gaining experience, thinking that someday you'd like to do your perfect business. And Steve Little is an entrepreneur of 40 years who's had massive success as a serial entrepreneur who created a product called The Perfect Business Finder. It's at theperfectbizfinder.com. And he's come on to the show today to talk to you about what you can do to find your perfect business. This is going to be fun. So let's welcome him on the show. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Susan. How are you?
I'm great, baby. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Awesome. I'm super excited to have a half an hour to learn all about what you know about how people can find their perfect business. And I also want to let listeners know that Steve put together a special thing for me. Thank you, Steve.
Absolutely.
If you go to theperfectbizfinder.com/dishy, you get extra stuff that nobody else gets. And we're going to talk about that. So, Steve, just, you know, this isn't going to be a sales pitch. This is not a sales pitch for you guys. This is Steve and I working to find out how you can figure out your perfect business. And we have some goodies for you. He's my buddy and he came on to make a special thing for you. But let's start with the Perfect Biz Finder and what it is, Steve. How does it work?
Well, if I could, you know, what's really going on here, Susan, is, you know, is after sort of all the years that I'd been building businesses and so forth, frankly, I'd retired and didn't really know what to do with myself, and got a group of people together, and you know, we sort of figured out that the thing that I could really contribute was helping other people figure out how to get into a business that's really going to deliver what they want. And, you know, as I looked around a few years back, you know, even before the economic struggles we see these days, what I saw was a population of, you know, 70 million plus boomers, plus a whole generation of people trailing right behind the boomers, the knowledge workers, the people who are really contributing to, you know, to building a prosperity in our economy. And they were all arriving at, you know, some really important inflection points in their lives. Right, these are the knowledge workers, the people whose back pretty much all of our prosperity is built on, and they're leaving the workforce either voluntarily or now otherwise, right? And almost none have enough money set aside to really last the rest of their lives, and they really have a lot of productive years left. And you know, and they have a lot to offer. But they don't really want to just keep doing what they've been doing. They really want to they want their next gig to, you know, to really allow them to make a significant and meaningful contribution in some way. And for a whole host of reasons, you know, the best of all possible ways instead for them to accomplish this is to build a business of their own. But there emerge a whole bunch of what I refer to as sort of self-imposed complications associated with a decision to start a business. And you know, when you throw in the economic turmoil and the unemployment and so forth into the mix, now you add a lot of pressure to the whole system and the whole problem really gets accelerated and, you know, everything becomes urgent and actually a little more scary, right? But, and that's really the fundamental premise of the work I'm doing is what's most important for people to realize in the midst of this decision is that not just any business will do. You know, the single most important factor determining a person's success in business is choosing the right business. right? One that really delivers, right? What I refer to as the personal fulfillment, the lifestyle, and the financial returns they expect. But most people focus their attention on the financial returns first, thinking that if they have those, then they'll be able to realize fulfillment and lifestyle. But the problem is it doesn't work that way, right? And this is sort of what happens is, you know, for a whole laundry list of reasons, people, particularly the boomers and the generation just following the boomers, have all kinds of things blocking them and stopping them from really investing themselves and finding and choosing the right business, right? In fact, most people don't really have any idea where to begin or how to go about, you know, canvassing the universe of possibilities, so to speak, and find the one that's really going to deliver for them. So most often, the very first step they make is the wrong one, and they get sucked into one or more of, you know, thousands of money-making schemes and end up wasting time they don't have to waste, losing money they don't have to lose, and sadly, fail. And even those who make some money ultimately don't experience the success they envision and end up sort of suffering, you know, what I describe as, you know, an unrewarding business that, you know, is actually robbing them of the experience of success they really wanted. So witnessing all this, reflecting on my 40 years of building businesses of virtually all kinds, I decided that, hey, this is something I can help people with, right? So I created the program called the Perfect Biz Finder Program, which is designed to eliminate all the trial, error, guesswork, failure from the equation and help people make decisions and take actions that really deliver a business that provides them the fulfillment, the lifestyle, and the financial returns they want.
Well, I think most people would start with what are my passions and what are my talents? And that's how they would consider finding a business. How does the Perfect Biz Finder work differently than that?
Yeah, there's some stuff underneath of that. I think you're absolutely right that, you know, people will start there. And that's one of the things that actually motivates this population of people. You know, they're in a job, they're probably making good money, they're professionals, and they're, you know, they're relatively satisfied, but they really want more. They want to, sometimes it's, I want to command my own destiny or sort of that whole story. Other times it's, you know, I want to do something more significant, you know, that kind of thing. But did you realize, Susan, that the average person completely misses 60% of all the success opportunities available to them each and every day? Now, think about that a minute. Any one of those opportunities could make all the difference in a person's life, but most miss them all, okay? Right? So what we do and what our system does is we show people how to change the way they interact with the world, so to speak, so they see and capture more of the opportunities that are available to them all the time, right? Because there's stuff happening all around you all the time. But, you know, you're not attuned. You're not tuned into it, so to speak. You know, I don't want to get all ethereal here, but, you know, you're not really focused in on understanding how all the things that are going on around you can actually serve your vision of a successful business. And that's really what the Perfect Biz Finder is all about. It's a step-by-step process which, through a series of instructions and workbook activities, you know, walks you through a process and reveals a business that really aligns with your purpose, that excites you and ignites your passions, and that delivers the rewards you expect and serves all areas of your life, right? Not just the financial and the business side, but is actually serving things like your relationship with others and your health and fitness and your community contribution and your recreation and so on, right? So that's really what I created. It distills the most important elements of successful business creation from my 4 decades of experience and learning and presents them in a really easy-to-follow system. Person can complete the process in 30 days, 45 days tops, just working a little bit each day. And, you know, the kinds of things that sort of get revealed to you are really exciting. And, you know, people just are thrilled to recognize the possibilities that are out there and then to realize that they can actually have what's possible for them. So the program itself is comprised of 3 different components. There's what I refer to as the program manual and workbook that I wrote, which includes this really carefully designed and structured sequence of activities that not only reveals that perfect business, but also cultivates what I describe as sort of the thinking techniques necessary to see and achieve what's really possible. Then program participants are also provided exclusive access to an online membership community where they're able to connect with me and thousands of other program participants to get their questions answered and interact with others and, you know, get help with the development of their business concept. We've seen businesses formed from people connecting inside that community, right, where one guy was really passionate about this part of a business and another person was really passionate about another aspect of a similar business. And in that community, they hooked up and they created something really amazing together. So, you know, there are thousands of dollars worth of other business building tools and training resources in that members area. And then there's an optional upgrade to the entire program, which includes a 22-part audio coaching program, which is really sort of the perfect companion product to the workbook. It's basically me working through every single chapter with you in an audio coaching session. So you really sort of, we're diving into the principles more deeply. I'm giving you illustrations and stories and sort of, you know, having you watch out for some of the traps. It's sort of like having me, you know, a business coach on MP3 playing in your head.
Well, right, so. Also, Steve, you're so articulate, and there's something about you that feels very grounded but very motivational. Just my experience of you, not only on the show today, but in general, you just have like a really grounded approach that makes people feel like there's a lot of possibility. So I could see easily listening to you for 22 segments.
Yeah.
I think it would be a pleasure.
Well, that's good. I'm glad for that.
Yeah.
Then, you know, we also have an avenue for sort of personal one-on-one support or coaching, mentoring, consulting, if you will. You know, and a lot of people, they get into this, and we're dealing with, in some senses, or some parts of the program, we're dealing with, you know, deep sort of mental, some senses emotional, even you might say spiritual issues in some sense. That, you know, and it's hard sometimes to do that on your own. So having the community there where you can connect outside and, you know, throw something out there and see what comes back, or ask me a private question so I can help you through a rough spot or something, is very valuable.
I bet you love doing that too.
You know what?
I bet you live to get those questions.
You can probably tell. I mean, I hate the marketing part of my business. What I want to do is help people build businesses. Right? I mean, that's what really stokes me. And, you know, we've got some of these stories I'm going to share with you that, you know, I mean, I just get teary-eyed thinking about them, because people are changing their lives. They're getting what they want out of life. And it's just really, really exciting for me.
Well, it's funny too, and I want to get right to those stories, but I just want to say something in transition, and that is that, you know, I feel like I'm in my perfect business. I feel like my business takes advantage of everything that I value and that I'm passionate about and that I'm good at, you know? So yeah. I'm one of those people who just loves what I do. I leap out of bed every morning wishing I could accomplish more and more and more. And I'm a very high performing person, you know?
Yeah, you know, and that's the point right there, is that what I want people to get is that every single person can have exactly that.
Definitely.
You know, it's not as hard as it sounds, but there's some things you have to pay attention to. Okay?
Yeah, that makes total sense.
That we're not taught to pay attention to, right? We're actually taught specifically to not pay attention to them. And what I'm saying is, no. These are the things that make the success happen. Because your work doesn't seem like work, does it?
No, it doesn't. But it's funny, too, because after you talked about the perfect biz finder, I thought to myself, oh, wow, I wish I had the time to... You know, I don't need to do this because I love what I do, but I would really enjoy going through the process.
Sure.
And I do want to say one thing, too. You've described the whole product and what it's like, but I want to make sure people understand that it's $77. I mean, it's like that's what we'd spend on lunch. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Like,
right.
So Steve has created the perfectbizfinder.com/dishy. It's $77. So like, if you're even thinking at all that you want to do it, go get it, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty much a no-brainer.
But you got a bunch of freebies for them so they can see if they like you, or at least discover some things about themselves. So give me two brief stories of people that you've helped find a good business so we get an idea of what that's like. Because I want to also leave plenty of time for you to talk about overcoming the top four success saboteurs, which is the content part of what we're doing today. So yeah. Let's get quickly through a couple of examples. I want to hear some stories of who you've helped and what it's been like. So go with yeah. that.
It's been amazing, as I mentioned. You know, in the past 22 months since launching this program, we've helped start something like 2,000 successful businesses.
Nice.
Right? I mean, it's a big number. And they range all over the place, right? And I'll spare you the details of this story, but I have to say it. We have a guy who's built a business using a portable solar power generation system that provides electricity to remote villages around Western Africa. I mean, you talk about changing the world, that guy's changing the world. Right.
Yeah, that's exactly the kind of story we love to hear.
You know, that's just an amazing story. I have another woman, 70-some-odd years old. She's created a super successful online membership site that teaches people how to knit. Right? Yeah. Amazing stories, right? All over the place. So here are the two that I really wanted to share with you, though. One of them is Tara Klein, right? She had been laid off from a job that she hated anyway. On her way home, she called her husband to tell him, you know, what was going on, and they decided that, you know, this was their opportunity for her to start her business. But like most people, she didn't really know what it should be and, you know, how to go about doing it. I mean, she had some ideas. She knew she was passionate about children and charities and toys and that kind of thing, but she didn't really know what to do, right? And she was really full of a lot of self-doubt and fear and trepidation. I mean, when you get laid off, there's all kinds of mental stuff.
Yeah, it guts you.
Yeah, and it's bad news, right? But she purchased the home study program, the Perfect Biz Finder program, and it helped her zero in on a business that allowed her to enjoy her passion for children, toys, and charity. And within 30 days, she'd launched a website called Tara's Toy Box. You can go there right now. It's an online toy wholesaler. Within 60 days, she'd sold $500,000 worth of toys, donated $50,000 to charity. Now, that's an incredible story. Right now, she's continued to grow that business into a really profitable enterprise, but she's also created a second business around working with children and helping them through something she calls dream coaching to develop a capacity which helps kids really go for what they want in life, right? Whether it's, you know, an athletic competition or whatever it might be. So really exciting stuff. She's, you know, she's doing big things in the world.
That's an awesome story.
Right,
she made money with the things she loves.
Exactly. Hey, we got another guy, John Jameson, retired from a pretty successful primary career, right? So, you know, not a young guy, right? And he had a real passion for sailing, right? He loved it his whole life, right? This is what he was all about. But he knew he wanted to do something, like you mentioned. Well, I'm going to build a business around sailing. But he knew what he didn't want. He didn't want to, like, give sailing lessons and, you know, sort of the first things that come to mind. He wanted to have a much bigger impact, but he didn't know how to connect the dots and build a business that really delivered what he wanted, right, in terms of lifestyle and fulfillment. Purchased the program, went through it diligently. I spent a lot of time with him on the community, as a matter of fact. And within 60 days, he'd created a business which includes an online membership community called saltysailors.com. You can go there right now, which serves all aspects of sailing. Everything from teaching people how to sail, providing access to lessons and so forth, providing hard-to-find navigation charts, you know, sailing vacations, sailing equipment. You know, there's everybody sharing everything. I mean, it's an amazing site. And as you go there, you'll see it's turned into a very, very lucrative enterprise for him. And it allows him to do what he loves every single day, which is sail. I mean, that's just really exciting stuff.
Really good. It sounds awesome. And it was through going through all of the soul searching that helped him find that, huh?
Well, there's a lot of soul searching, but there's a system. There's a systematic approach, too. I mean, there's a sequence. There's a structured sequence of things I'm taking you through. And it's really sort of interesting. I don't want to get into too much detail because I know we have very limited time. But you know, the way I did it, I intentionally designed the exercises, the activities to be, you know, out of normal sequence. In other words, you don't like do one and then build on it the next one and build on the next and build on the next. I don't do it that way. What I have you do is really these discrete activities that are completely different. And what ends up happening is you get to the very last one, and it's called requisite assembly. And what it does is it has you resequence everything And when it's all resequenced, you're looking at your business plan.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. I love that.
Right? Because what it does is it means that in every single one of those activities, you're completely authentic with that activity.
Yeah. You're not using what you just wrote, feeling like you have to justify that.
Right.
Uh-huh. That makes sense. I like it. All right. Well, I love the Salty Sailor story. That's super great. And I really want to get to the conversation about how to overcome the top four success saboteurs. There are four things that keep us from being successful that you've identified. Is that what it is?
Yeah, well, there's many, the more than four, but here are the top four.
Okay. And right. Now you have an ebook for us with even more detail on this. If you go to, but you can only get it if you go to theperfectbizfinder.com/dishy, right? You put it into this just for us, right?
That's right. It's totally, okay. It's prepared exclusively for you and your listeners.
I love that.
Nobody else will get it.
Thank you, Steve.
My gift to you.
Yay.
And I can tell you right now, though, looking at the clock, there's no way I'm going to get through the detail in this session today. So you're going to want this free book. It gives you a lot more detail than I'm going to be able to cover today.
Awesome.
But you know, so basically it comes down to this. Everyone struggles, right? I mean, that's just what life is all about, right? And when you're talking about business, whether you're in business or working for someone else, right? These are four success saboteurs that definitely affect you. Right now, I will say that entrepreneurs, by virtue of their unique traits, are particularly susceptible to this insidious assortment of challenges and productivity to accomplishment. So, you know, if you're out there, you know, getting ready to start on your own, just realize that you're going to be more susceptible than these than the average person, okay? But what's important for you and your listeners to understand is that the key difference between highly successful people and everyone else is that they don't become subject or victim to these things. Instead, they innovate personal behaviors and practices and strategies that equip them to overcome these kinds of challenges, right? And so that's what I want to try to give you today is a couple of tips that will equip you to overcome these things so you don't become a victim of them, okay? The first success saboteur, I know you're going to agree with me on this one, Susan, is multitasking, right? Now, the urge to multitask can be completely overwhelming, right? Now, here's a couple of symptoms that you can check for. Right? I was guilty of all of these. Still am. But do you find yourself clicking from window to window on your computer, writing articles, responding to emails, browsing the web in frenetic time slices? Right?
Oh,
you might.
Oh, God, Steve, of course.
Right? Is your office cluttered with 3, 6, 12, or even more projects in progress?
Yes.
Okay. Are you proud to report to others that you're a good multitasker?
No.
Okay, good for you. That's good. You passed that one. Have you ever gotten to the end of the day feeling exhausted and spent, look back and felt like even though you did a lot, you didn't accomplish very much? Yeah, of course.
I don't want to admit it.
Nobody does, right? So if any of those are true, right, doesn't even have to be all of them, any one of them, then you've been a victim of the multitasking saboteur. The fact is that multitasking is not a badge of honor. It is instead, you know, a silent saboteur of your productivity and success. While it may feel like you're busy and doing a lot of work, at the end of the day, you'll find that while there might be a lot of check marks on a task list, the accomplishment of the things that you're most committed to accomplishing is not there. Okay, so that's the first one. We don't want that. The second saboteur, distraction and interruption. Now, whether you're working in a busy corporate office space or at home on the dining room table, you're subject to a wide variety of distractions and interruptions. In the office, you know, coworkers stop by, ask a question, or impose their coffee break on your schedule, right? When you're working from home, you can become subject to children coming and going, pets needing attention, delivery packages, or, you know, the one that gets me is the coffee pot in the next room, right? But the most pervasive distraction of all is email. Right now, before I recognized it, I'd been known to hit the send receive button more than 100 times in a single day. Right, it was almost like I was hoping for the next interrupt for go work on. Right, but here's the thing: what I've learned is that in a study that I read a few years ago now, is that you lose between 20 and 40 minutes of real productivity for every interruption. Imagine that. So 3 or 4 interruptions, and you've toasted a whole day of productivity, right? So you can't be successful if you're constantly dealing with distraction and interruption. That's the second saboteur. The third saboteur is friction. Now, friction is any inefficiency created by anything that's not supporting you. It can show up a bunch of different ways. For instance, a poor performing computer, or you know, slow internet connection, or poor, ineffective interpersonal communications with your team, your organization, or others can create multiple kinds of friction that can steal enormous amounts of mental energy, right? Here's a good one. Uncomfortable, noisy, or cluttered work environment creates another really often subconscious kind of friction. Maintaining awareness of all this clutter and the things that you're not getting done robs you of vital thought capacity and constantly slows your progress. It's like swimming in peanut butter, right? I said that because you like peanut butter.
I do. Crunchy, please.
Right? So you can imagine there's literally hundreds of causes of friction, right, that can just rob you and curtail your success and continue sort of drag you down and keep you from getting where you want to go. So we want to eliminate those. The fourth one is mind chatter. Now, do you ever sit quietly or try to sit quietly and find, you know, difficult to concentrate on any one thing for more than 10 or 15 seconds?
Not me personally, but I've worked on that considerably. Okay, right. I really work on deep focus and attention.
Okay, so you have some practices already in place. That's
uh-huh.
That's great because
it is a practice. Yeah.
Yeah, because if you don't do it, you know, you're like everybody else, and you know, people describe it like standing in a completely dark room full of people, all of whom are speaking, you know, but you can't hear any conversation. Right? It's like, you know, being at a dark cocktail party or something. Right. The bottom line is mind chatter keeps you from focusing your thought energy. Right. So you can't really get focused on the things and the accomplishments and the outcomes that you're looking for. So it'll rob you of all of that. Right. So, you know, I have some examples of that, but I think, you know, everybody probably gets what that's really all about. Right. So those are the top four success saboteurs. And I think to some degree, everyone would agree that they have been subject to at least one of them at some time, but probably, if they're honest with themselves, probably pretty regularly, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think what you're really talking about is that all of these specific things are internal and external disruptions that keep you off task.
Yeah, the idea, what's really happening is they're keeping you from focusing on what actually needs to be done. So you're not making the right decisions and you're not taking the right actions simply because you can't get the mental horsepower applied to the issue to really figure out what it is needs to be done, right?
Yeah.
Right? And that robs you of your success. You'll be busy and you'll be checking stuff off a list and you'll be exhausted at the end of the day, but you won't actually be advancing the things that you're really trying to advance, the things you're really committed to, okay? Now, I'm sure you've heard the old saying, it takes 21 days of consistent repetition to create or imprint a new habit, right?
I actually hadn't heard that. Or I've heard different. Maybe I've heard that, but I've heard other, you know, time frames too.
21 days is the magic number, according to, you know, all the brain people.
So if you do something for 21 days, it creates a new neural network that allows you to have success with a particular new task.
Right. But the key is consistency of application. What you may not have heard, whether it's 21 days or otherwise, is that you can't interrupt the process. In other words, you can't go 12 days and then resume it. If you stop at 12, guess what? You have to go back to day one and start over.
Got it. All
right. So the 21 days is really important, right? So what I'm going to encourage people to do is try what I'm about to give you for 21 days, right? And you'll see that, you know, you'll prevail over obstacles that have previously kept you from accomplishing things. You'll look back and realize that, holy cow, I'm getting more done than I ever thought possible. Okay? I'm going fast because I'm watching the clock. Okay? The first one is clear focus, right? Now, this is going to use a calendar, but in a way that most people don't use one today. So your objective is to manage your activities, all of your activities. That means everything you're doing, not just your work. I mean, you know, your exercise and your time with your family and everything. Everything in blocks of time, and the minimum block of time is 2 hours. 2 hours of dedicated, uninterrupted, focused time for any project that's important, any important activity, right? More than 2 hours is better, but 2 hours is an absolute minimum. Now, within each block of time, you're going to work in a quiet, comfortable, frictionless workspace, right? Like thinking back to the other saboteurs, on one thing and one thing only. No multitasking, no emailing, no other distractions, right? It's one thing and one thing only. You have a clear workspace. You should have no distractions. You're just going to focus on that 1 2-hour block of time. Okay, now, in a separate lesson, I think I mentioned the other day, called Target Your Triumphs, I reveal specific and pretty empowering methods for recording that these activities. And, you know, I won't go into that because we don't have time. But, you know, suffice it to say that when you record that activity, that two-hour block of time, record it in your calendar as if what you would intend to have accomplished is already accomplished. Like, I completed the second draft of my book or whatever it is, right? So it's in completion, not, you know, write my book. See what I'm getting at?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We don't have to go any further than that. But again, you're going to invest 2 hours minimum, dedicated, clear, focused effort. All right. Then, very important, number two, is in between these blocks of clear focus, you'll take 15 to 30 minutes to completely and totally relax. Again, no texting, no returning phone calls, no filing papers or other kind of busy work, right? Nothing. Instead, get up, get out of your office, go for a walk, close your eyes, meditate, take a nap, listen to some calming music, do whatever it is you do, go eat some peanut butter, to completely relax, okay? Right? This has a profound impact on your psyche and generates a really powerful experience of accomplishment and success. You're actually carrying the accomplishment because you're getting the relaxation along the way, right? That's going to give you an enormous amount of energy, right? So it'd be like, you know, miraculously fresh inspiration when you sit back down at your desk for the next 2 hour block, okay? While it's counterintuitive to think that, you know, not pressing on to the next important project or task immediately will result in an increase of higher quality output, trust me, it will, right? If you take the time to break off and really allow your mind to rest that next 2 hour block of time, you'll be incredibly productive and you'll get a lot more done, a lot more of the important stuff done, right? And it'll be effortless. It'll be, you know, more pleasurable as opposed to sort of the frenetic race, you know, to some non-existent destination that you're chasing right now. Okay?
Yes.
So that's the second thing. The third thing is create routines. For everything that is important to do, create a routine. You know, the extent to which you can establish consistent routines, it will free up enormous amounts of, guess what, positive mental energy and think time for the generation of your really high leverage inspired activities, right? Stephen Covey says it this way, that time management is a misnomer. Right, we don't manage time, we manage ourselves. Right? So by creating routines, you eliminate or at least reduce the deleterious effects of missed management of yourself. Okay? Right? When I hear people complain about not having enough time, I'm immediately reminded that their challenge is not truly about the availability of time. We all have the same amount of time. Right? It's really about the responsible and productive management of yourself and the usage of the time that you have, right? Now, there's another layer to this technique, you know, but we're not going to go into that today, but it's available to you in the report and then obviously in the program itself. But the important thing to realize is that you're going to tend to resist this one. People will tend to deny that you can create routines, or they'll carry with them the idea that routines are too limiting and restrictive and they want to be free to, you know, do what they want. But what I want you to do is try it for 21 days, and what you're going to find is that you're going to have more freedom, have more energy, and be, you know, more productive with routines than you would be doing it the way you're doing it.
I really get the routine piece. As an example, you and I are recording this episode at 11 a.m. on a Thursday because I always record my Dishy Mix at 11 a.m. on a Thursday. So then I never have to worry when I start my week, like what day is it that I'm doing the show and recording it for whatever following week it comes out, and what, you know, I know that I have 4 days to prepare. I'm going to have a call with you Tuesday or Wednesday. I'm going to get the stuff I need to do a good job.
It's really empowering, isn't it?
It makes life easier. It just reduces the friction and the worry about knowing when it's going
to
happen.
Or what to do next. I mean, I wake up, now that I've got this so deeply entrenched in my life, I wake up every morning, I never have to worry about anything, I just have to do what's on my calendar. That's
nice.
All. I just have to do what's there.
Yeah.
My workout's there, my eating's there, everything's there.
Yeah, there's a freedom in routine.
But I mean, I can change it, right? So I'm free to change it, but I have to change it in a structured way, and that's how I get everything done, right? Yeah. See, what most people do is they put things on lists, and they never really allocate that, well, that little item on that list is really a six-hour project, right?
Oh, yeah.
So everything gets blown up, right? Okay. All right. Now, the next one is rest, renew, and recover. Okay. Now, this one is really big, especially for entrepreneurial types, okay, the you know, go-go gadget people, right? It's really challenging for busy people, but you got to do it, right? In one dimension, it may refer to, you know, freedom to pursue inspirations and so forth, but the bottom line is that left unabated, the energy and enthusiasm drawn out of you in the pursuit of all this passion, especially if you're doing a business that you're really passionate about, it can actually consume your life. And you can literally lose touch with, you know, why you were doing it to begin with, right? Right? You can find yourself down the road. Believe me, I've done this more than once in my life. Way down the road, looking back going, how the heck did I get here? This is nothing like what I wanted, okay? Right? So you have to allow yourself. You have to build it in. The opportunity to rest, renew, and recover. Now, here's the thing. The way the human brain functions, the only way to do this, you can't short-circuit this one, is to completely unplug and remove yourself from your business pursuit altogether for an extended period of time. That means, you know, no cheating the system, right? You are out of your business. You're out of the workspace. You're not talking to people in business relationships. You're not sending a quick text or a quick email or whatever it is, right? You want to invest this time completely and totally to rest, relax, and recover. Right, you're going to renew your connection with loved ones and yourself, quite frankly, and who you are. Take a trip, play with your kids, go to the movies, whatever. Right, this one's hard for people, especially when they work at home. Right, because their office is like right there. They walk by it on the way to the bedroom or something. Right, and they can get dragged in there. Oh, look, there's a voicemail. I better go check it. No, right. I recognize that, you know, there's an urgent rush to get your business up and running and profitable, and you're driven to work late in the evenings, and you're passionate about what you're doing over the weekends, throughout the holidays, even on vacation. And, you know, I know that, you know, working like this is part of the sort of the romantic image of the damn the torpedoes risk-taking entrepreneur. But the fact is, take it from a 40-year veteran, this approach is totally and utterly completely wrong. Okay, right? Many are going to tell you that successful business ownership requires you to defer the things you really want until later, you know, after you've made enough money or whatever. They're wrong. The single most important principle I'd like you to get out of this report and out of this time today is that there is no later in your success pursuit. There is only now. There's no destination called success. There's now. You're going to start having your success. You're going to start experiencing your success right now by putting in place some of these different activities that I've just given you, right? Don't fall victim to the notion that you have to sacrifice or defer the things that you're really committed to, right? If you design it properly, your perfect business will deliver them to you right now and, frankly, forever. You'll experience success just like you described it, Susan, where you know, you are stoked to get out and going every day, right?
I really am.
You know, I know what that feels like. You can tell that I'm like rocking on this thing all the time,
yeah.
Right? I love this part of what I do, right? It's parts I don't love, but, you know, that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
But I know it works because it worked for me. I know it'll work for you because it's worked for the thousands of others that I've given to you.
Nice. Steve, you fired me up, man. Thank you
All
so
right.
much. And awesome. I really, really like the process of the perfect biz finder. The fact that I like that idea of the requisite assembly, the reassembly and the activities that are all mixed up so that you get to what's really underneath.
Yeah.
And what you really desire and what's really going to make you happy. I want everybody to be as happy as the two of us are in doing what they love.
That's fantastic. Really fantastic.
So thank you for that. Now, when people come to theperfectbizfinder.com/dishy, they get your video series. You've got a whole series of videos, the 10 surprising business killing mistakes that consistently take 90% of entrepreneurs to their knees. And then you also put in the overcome the top 4 success saboteurs with your more detail about how to, like, creating routines. You know, you tell us exactly how to do that and,
right.
and some of these things in that. And everybody can have both those things if they come to the /dishy piece. Otherwise, you'll only get the videos. You won't get the free report.
Right.
Perfect. And Steve, thank you so much for coming on Dishy Mix today and getting us fired up about our possibility, our potential, and our passion.
Fantastic. Thanks for having me. I really enjoyed it. And look, you know, everybody out there, just go for it. You can have it all. Just got to go.
Go get it all. I'm your host, Susan Bratton. Thank you so much for listening to Dishy Mix today. I hope you have an awesome day. And I hope you'll connect with us next week, too. Take care.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.